Well, okay, thank you a lot, Mr. Cambis, for your explanation. Now I know more about idiot and I know where it is used. And, you know, yesterday I was so confused about its meaning and didn't know where it is used. And, you know, I had my first experience of speaking in public places. I mean, walking in a village and speaking in English. It was so stressful for me. So I had a lot of stress because, you know, everyone was looking at me and they were telling, they were speaking to each other about me and they said, "Look at her, look at her, she's speaking English." So I had a lot of stress. Well, now, by the way, thank you a lot for your explanation. It helped me a lot. Thanks. Well, about my experience, I wanna talk about one of them that is for 2 years ago. Well, and 2 years ago that I had concours, it was not a good situation for me, and I was not in a good situation, or it's better to say that I was in a very terrible situation, because in addition that I had a lot of stress for my concours, my mother was sick and we could not provide her medicine that we had to buy them from another country, because you know Iran was boycotted by some countries and we couldn't find her medicine. And also that year we experienced a very, very dangerous robbery in our house. And also I can remember that that year my grandmother fell into a fit of apoplexy, and you know, some other bad experiences that I don't want to remind them again. We have a person in our family that is a concours teacher. She thinks that she knows a lot and she is the best the best teacher. And that year, she had some classes for those who had a concours. And some of my classmates and also my best friend attended her classes, but I didn't attended her classes. And I preferred self-studying. Although she knew about all the bad problems and all the bad experiences that I had that year, because as I told, she was one of our family member. Whenever that she saw me or she talked to me on the phone, she said, "Kimya, if you want to continue this method that you choose, you won't be successful, you will fail this year, you should think about next year for your concours." And I remember that she told me that your best friend is very good and is better than you, and I'm sure that she will become one of the toppest in concours and such these things. And whenever that I saw her, she get me some negative energy and such these things. After we took our exam and they announced our results, unfortunately none of our students were successful, and even though I didn't get the score that I expected, but I was accepted in the field that I wanted, but not just the university that I wanted. And I remember that after that she came to me and told, "Kimya, if someone came to you and asked you about the classes that you attended, tell them that you attended my class." I remember that that day I didn't say anything and just smiled, and she was so embarrassed about what she told to me.